Ever feel like you're chasing a unicorn? You know, that mythical creature of perfect sleep 8 hours, every night, waking up refreshed and ready to conquer the world. Well, guess what? That unicorn doesn't actually exist. But I'm Jake Carter, your nightly guide to calm, and let me tell you, chasing unicorns isn't the best way to get a good night's rest. In fact, it can do the opposite. This episode is all about setting realistic expectations when it comes to improving your sleep quality. Because here's the deal. Overnight transformations are for movies, not real life. We're diving into the why behind this and giving you actionable steps that build a solid foundation for better sleep one night at a time. First things first, let's talk about those unrealistic expectations. They often come from social media, where everyone seems to be waking up with flawless skin, boundless energy, and Olympic level focus after just 7 hours of sleep. Don't believe the hype. Sleep needs vary for every single person, age, genetics, lifestyle, you name it, all play a role. So, comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges, and trust me, it's not going to get you anywhere good. Next up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. It's easy to fall into this trap. If I didn't sleep 8 hours perfectly, then it was a total failure. Newsflash. Even getting 7 hours of solid sleep is a win. Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins, going to bed a little earlier, avoiding screen time before bed, incorporating relaxation techniques every step count. Now, let's talk about consistency. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on your first day, right? It takes time and consistent effort to build stamina. The same goes for sleep. Aim for a regular sleep-wake cycle, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural clock. Think of it as a little internal metronome keeping everything in sync. Remember that bedtime is more than just hitting the pillow. It's about creating a calming routine that signals to your body that it's time to wind down. Think warm baths, reading a good book, listening to soothing music, or light stretching. Avoid screen time at least an hour before bed. Those blue lights can mess with your melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. Lastly, be patient. Improving sleep quality is a journey, not a sprint. There will be nights when you toss and turn, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just focus on getting back on track the next night. Remember, you're investing in your overall well-being, and that's something truly worth celebrating. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is a busy mom juggling work, family, and life in general. She's constantly feeling drained, setting unrealistic expectations for her sleep 8 hours every night or bust. She gets caught up in the perfect sleep myth, comparing herself to others online, leading to frustration and guilt when she doesn't meet her own impossible standards. One day, Sarah decides to shift gears. She starts by tracking her sleep patterns, realizing that even small improvements add up. She establishes a consistent bedtime routine, a relaxing bath followed by reading and limits screen time before bed. She focuses on progress, not perfection, celebrating those nights she gets 7 hours of solid sleep instead of beating herself up for the occasional restless night. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling the difference. She has more energy during the day, her mood improves, and she feels less stressed overall. She realizes that achieving realistic sleep goals isn't about chasing a unicorn, it's about making small, sustainable changes that lead to big improvements in her well-being. So there you have it. Remember, improving your sleep quality is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and focus on creating healthy habits that work for you. Let's recap. Set realistic expectations, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality, prioritize consistency, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and be patient. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what you're doing to improve your sleep. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we'll explore the power of mindfulness for deeper, more restful sleep. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.